Chapter 15. Sex and Violence. 2nd September, 2088. This was a very interesting day for observing humans. I didn't witness the precipitating incident last night, but have reconstructed it from several accounts, including Snowbird's interpretation. She is closer to Carmen than I am, and Carmen saw much of it. Apparently, Elza and Moonboy were mating, or fucking to be more accurate, an intimacy outside their traditional pairing and tripling but not forbidden. Something went seriously wrong, and Moonboy struck Elza with such force that he caused a serious injury to her face. Then he went back to his own area, leaving Elza alone and bleeding. Carmen saw that she was in trouble and came to her aid. Elza is a doctor, but perhaps with only two hands had trouble treating herself. I heard the noise when other humans became involved, and watched from a distance I hoped was polite. It was fascinating. Much of human action is, of course, predicated on passion. But for all the indirect evidence I have of this, from reading and Cube, I had never before seen one person injure another out of emotion. He hit her face with his elbow, which makes me think they must have finished mating. In all the postures they use for mating, there are some where the female might surprise the male that way, but not vice versa. The elbow is not as complex as our joints. It is more or less a bony hinge that connects the upper and lower parts of the arm. Evidently, Carmen helped her give first aid to herself. Her two husbands showed up, and Dustin, at least, wanted to discuss the matter with Moonboy, which implied a desire to inflict reciprocal injury, a natural human trait. Elza insisted that he not do that. Meryl, Moonboy's wife, showed up and argued that he had never done anything like this before, which Elza accepted, but said it didn't help her nose. Pilot Paul, who had been asleep next door, joined them, and so everything was explained again. So now every human knew what was going on, or at least part of it. Namir and Dustin had been playing pool, and they obeyed their wife when she asked them to resume. The rest dispersed, Carmen staying behind to comfort Elza. That is when the second phase began. Namir and Dustin were playing their game and talking when Moonboy came out of his room, staggering from the effects of alcohol, and asked them, or commanded them, to quiet down. This seemed unreasonable to Dustin, at least, and he attacked Moonboy with the stick they used to propel the pool balls around. Namir moved in quickly to intervene, perhaps to prevent his spouse from murdering the young man. He is larger than either, and was able to separate the two men and disarm Dustin and throw him into the swimming pool, which was probably wise. I know how calming that is. Moonboy had sustained a wound to the top of his head, from the pool stick, which was bleeding even worse than Elza's nose. I saw this. Blood covered his face and much of the front of his shirt. He fainted, and Namir carried him to the infirmary. A comical scene ensued, which I suppose would be the third act of the play, in human terms. Moonboy's wound had to be sewn up with stitches. Namir started the process, cleaning the wound and removing hair from around it, but before he could start stitching, his wife came in and took over. So she sewed the wound closed while Carmen held the ice pack to her nose, both of them laughing over the absurdity of the situation. Along with Namir and Meryl, they carried the patient back to his bed. Then the three women moved into the kitchen and drank alcohol and laughed for some time. The men either weren't invited or felt they wouldn't be welcome. Altogether, a complex display of interactions, which I couldn't pretend to understand. It will be interesting to record the changes this causes in attitudes and actions. It's a pity that we will probably not live to return to Mars and discuss all this. The starship is like a small laboratory, with us nine organisms sealed within. But there's no scientist to peer at us from outside and draw conclusions.